Dann hätten Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Pei Aleph, we begin Yerushalmi on the Daf Mem Ches, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Mishnah Nefchaya, Shtei Mitzvot, Mitzvot Beistin, Yidoin, Bechamua, Ava Aveiro Sheishba, Shtei Mitzvot, Yidoin, Bechamua. One who is chayav of two different Mitzvot Beistin receives the more stringent one. If one is liable to Mitzvot for one transgression, he receives the more stringent one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yidoin, Bezika, Rishona, Shebois, Olav. Rabbi Yossi says he receives the one that arose first, as we'll explain. Mishaloka Vishana, based in Kainsanois and Ikeva, Ramachil Noisoi, Sa'irim Achekresoi Nivka'as. If someone was lashed twice, based in put him in a kippah, which is a cell, and feed him minimally, and later feed him barley, until his stomach bursts. Ahoyuges and Foshois, Shulai Be'idim, Kainsanois and Ikeva, Ramachil Noisoi, Lechem Sa'u Umayim Lachaz. If one murdered without witnesses, we put him in a kippah, and feed him meager amounts of bread and water, and then feed him barley, so the stomach bursts. And the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yidoin Bezika, Harishoina, Shebois Olav. The Gemara quotes from a Braisa, from Rabbi Yossi, that says he is judged for the first Chiyuv Nisa that came to him. Ketzad, Chamoisa Benasis Ish, Eshiz Ish, Harizu Besefer, Eshiz Ish, Achachach Nasis Chamoisa, Bechanika. How is this? If his mother-in-law then married, he is burned. If she was married already and then became his mother-in-law, then he gets Chenek, which is choking. Bar al chamoisai, which is a heich avida, vava nasavs, it's such a say, or the valte la achva, the achva, or the valte the achte. If one had relations with his mother-in-law, he can be liable for his mother-in-law, his mother-in-law's mother, and his father-in-law's mother. How is this? A man married a woman, and her brother's daughter, and her sister's daughter. Asa asavta chayvala, mishim chamoisai veim chamoisai veim chamiv. If he had relations with the grandmother of this woman's nieces, means this woman's mother, he's liable for his mother-in-law, his mother-in-law's mother, and his father-in-law's mother. Chamoisai v'chalosei ka'achas ma'amah b'Rav Yossi, chayimah b'kal ma'amah b'Rav Yossi, shnei nisuim ka'achas ma'amah b'Rav Yossi. The Gemara asks if a woman became his mother-in-law and his daughter-in-law at once, what does Rav Yossi say? Means, such as he and his son stipulated that their kiddushin take effect at the same moment. If a stringent issa came after a light issa, what does Rav Yossi say? If two of them came at once, what does Rav Yossi say? Amen, command the ishtaleth al debiyosi, kach ishtaleth al debishmol, tatani, b'shem bishmol, nifalmana, nifkarsha, nifchalla, zinef, rachakach baaleha, shisei chayav akalachas va'achas, zinef, nifchalla, shisei nifkarsha, nifalmana, rachakach baaleha, shisei einan chayav la'achas. Just like you asked according to debiyosi, you can ask according to bishmol, because the Brisa teaches in the name of bishmol that if a woman became widowed, divorced, a chalala, and a zona, and afterwards, a kohen gadol had relations with her, he's liable for each one. If she became a zayna, halala, was divorced and widowed, he's liable only once. If amna nifkarsha ka'achas, ma'ama ba'bishmol, chayme bakal ma'ama ba'bishmol, shnei surim ka'achas ma'ama ba'bishmol. If she became widowed and divorced at once, what does the bishmol say? That if her husband stipulated her get take effect when he dies. If a stringent issa came after a light issa, what does the bishmol say? If two surim, stringent and lenient, came at once, what does the bishmol say? These questions aren't answered. Now there's an implied question here that our Mishnah says that he murdered without witnesses. Surely we need witnesses to put him in a kippah. Rav Amar b'mifnim edav hu mesnisa. Rav answered that in our Mishnah his witnesses were separated and they didn't see the testimony together, and therefore we cannot execute him, but we put him in the kippah. Rav Yosef ben Chanina Amar she'ein yochel lekabel hasoya. And Rav Yosef ben Chanina answered that the case is that the murderer did not want to accept the warning.